USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is on the rise once again. It now comes out to an average of 5.6% for the week that ended Thursday. It's a jump of just over a tenth of a percent in the last week. The increase came after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said last week the central bank would keep working hard to fight inflation. On the fourth day that people in Jackson, Mississippi are dealing with a broken water system, the governor of Mississippi is taking action. Republican Tate Reeves announcing the launch of 7 water distribution sites run by the state.
These sites will offer bottled water, bulk non-potable water, and hand sanitizer.
That's after weeks of a boil water notice in effect, with many having no water service at all. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
There's a new twist in the surge of fentanyl flooding the United States from Mexico. DEA agents in Texas, Washington State, and California say they're starting to see rainbow-colored fake pills that are laced with the deadly opioid. They look like candy and could catch the eyes of children. It takes just a small dose of fentanyl to kill an adult, let alone a child. Special election results are in from one state.
Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Republican lawmakers are looking to pass legislation that they argue will help protect free speech on social media. Republican Congressman James Comer says that his proposal would make expansions to the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from engaging in certain forms of political activity.
It expands the Hatch Act to include social media companies. So people in the government, whether they be in a Republican administration, Democratic administration, independent administration, or whatever, can't go to these social media companies and influence them on what they can and cannot post on their platforms.
California is expected to experience temperatures in the triple digits through Labor Day weekend. Los Angeles family physician Dr. Diana Lev says seeking medical treatment quickly is important for anyone experiencing heat stroke.
You should always, always, always call either an ambulance or bring them into the hospital if they're already having symptoms of heat stroke. Bring them into the shade, put some cold stuff on them, and bring them in. Don't play with this disorder.
Twitter is testing an edit button. The long-awaited feature is currently being used by internal teams. However, starting this month, the test will be available to members of the platform's subscription service, Twitter Blue. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.